It's such a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Amen? Amen. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. To worship Him. It's been given to us so we can worship Him. And yes, we don't worship Him alone. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly ringing o'er the plain. Yes. Yes, we are, Lord. We are grateful, grateful to You. You were wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon You, and by Your stripes we are healed. Isn't that wonderful? And He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on Him. We looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. The New Living says, He was despised and rejected. He was a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on Him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. When I read that this week, all I could think was, Roger, you did not care. Was I really aware? I don't know. I was aware, way in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down His sleep, sweet head, but I did not care. I did not really care. So I couldn't have been really aware, perhaps, you know? But when I read that, I just quickly grabbed my journal and I wrote that down and I all I could think was I didn't care. How could I be that way? How could I not care? And then I suppose that if I'm honest, and I probably should be honest, that there are times when it might appear that I don't care now. You know? Sometimes I say something and sometimes I don't when someone is rattling in that foreign language of swear words and stuff, you know. I can pretty well contain myself unless God gets into the conversation. And then I will say something brilliant like He has nothing to do with it. What? Oh, sorry. they're not sorry. But maybe they are. Maybe. Maybe not. But you know, He was. He was despised. And today, yet today, people don't care. You know? Yeah, I'm a Christian. What about the things that God cares about? Well, you know, some of them are important, some of them aren't. Times have changed. No, they haven't. They haven't. If we just follow what He says, everything just settles. You know, He settles everything. He can settle the place. And last week when we talked about rebooting and the need to reboot and the desire to be a rebooter. I do. I want to be a rebooter. I want to make a difference in the atmosphere. I want to be transformed and help to transform how things are. You know, we, as I mentioned in the devotional, you know, we've been watching the story of David or David or whatever that is, you know. And you know, there were some people, I heard they don't present the Bible right. I heard sometimes preachers don't present the Bible right. Maybe sometimes I don't, you know. They acknowledge that it may not exactly follow what you can read, but I think that we can all agree that sometimes people can have ideas that are God-given. You know? That people had the same complaint about the Chosen. You know, well, they don't do everything the way the Bible says. How do you know? How do you know everything that the Bible says? As long as they don't blaspheme, they might just have the right thing, you know? It might be worthwhile, you know. I sit and I watch this and I think, you know, that might not be a bad take on it. But one thing that I know for sure that I see in it is I see the demonic effect that was on Saul. You know? Because Saul was selfish. He did not care if he despised God. He didn't care. And the more that he didn't care, and we know that this is true, the more selfish that we get, the more selfish that we get. The more self-centered that we get, the more self-centered that we get. The more that we give in to being self-centered, the more we self-center. And the harder it is to get us off that center. You know? That's why we need to have our feet solidly planted on the rock. Because if we try to stand on ourselves, we're standing on one foot, we're easy to push over. You know? But the more that we will give in to selfishness, the more certain we are right. My way or the highway. Thank God the Holy Spirit is able to cause us to lift up a foot and be easy to tip over and get back to what is right. But it was, if you look at Saul, you can read the story about Saul, but I want to tell you something about the way that they're portraying him. You're seeing more and more that the more and more he just cared about himself. You know? I've read about Saul a multitude of times. I've read about Saul and I've thought, man, that's crazy. But there's something about seeing him try to stand against Samuel. You know? I don't know if they portray Samuel right or wrong, you know. I would like to have them do the Elijah thing and they come up with their ideas of why when God told Elijah to go stand on the mountain, he was gonna speak to him, and Elijah hid in the cave. After they'd already been through that little conversation. And so God blows the rocks off the mountain and God earthquakes the mountain. I being inside of a mountain in an earthquake could be a little unsettling, you know. A good thing it didn't cave in, but then if it caved in, God had got him out of there anyway. Finally, he whispered and Elijah boldly walked out and he argued with God again. Simple question, what are you doing here? And he said, you know, don't you understand? You don't understand God. God does understand. God understands and God cares. Even when we care more about what we care about than we care about him, but we don't mean to not care about him. But, you know, God knows how it is and God understands, you know, that argument that the people have. I get mad at God. Don't do that. Don't get mad at God. You know, I know God, yes, I'm certain God can handle it. I'm certain that he can. I just can't handle the thought of getting mad at God. He's right. He's always right. But sometimes we don't think he's right. Well, it isn't so much that we don't think he's right. Sometimes we just think we're more right. We're having a small misunderstanding, maybe Vicky told you, with our cat. And well, as you can see, it's not small, but still, you know, sometimes we just say things that just, you know, she may not last the day. And I'm thinking, okay, I got to pray for Vicky because I don't want to come home and find out Morris is toast, you know. So anyway, we'll get a kennel for her maybe. But you know, I mean, the thing is that we have these things that we rock down in. We lock into them, you know. My way is the right way, even if it doesn't feel right to say, you know. But we'll protect it, man. We will defend it. I've given this a lot of thought, and this is where I stand. We're like Elijah saying, I've done everything that could possibly be done. I'm the only one left. Even after God told him, there's 7,000. What's 7,000? You know that there's several billion Christians now? Yeah. Billions, not millions. There's billions of Christians. And I guarantee you that not every Christian thinks the same way I do. That's why the simple solution is, do you love Jesus? Yes, I love Jesus. Then we can get along, can't we? I love Jesus. Now, if I say, I love Jesus, don't you love Jesus? And they respond, well, of course I love Jesus. Okay, maybe I can help someone love Jesus. I don't know. I just don't know. But I know that I care. And I care if I catch myself implying that I don't care. You know? Preferring my way. Preferring my thoughts when my thoughts don't make me feel just right. You know? Righteous indignation. I think, you know. I mean, Jesus went right after those folks in the religious guys, you know. He went right at them, but at the same time, he told everybody that he ministered to, you got to love those guys anyway. He told them the truth in words that didn't sound so loving, but they were words from love, because he cared. He cares. He cares about them. He cares. Those people that you would just as soon have nothing to do with, he cares about. He does. And, you know, he cared about me when I didn't care. He cared about you when you didn't care. And maybe you never had a time when you didn't care. But I would say that we all run into circumstances and situations where we know what is right and we don't do it. We know when we're thinking wrong and we spend even a moment justifying it and rationalize it and, whoa, no, 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 I am sorry, Lord. That's what's in our hearts, isn't it? It really is. But yeah, there are some things. Yeah, and I will grant you, it's a very distracting thing. And it bothers me when the cat's not doing what the cat should do. You know, I like our pets. I like them. I love them. I think they aren't always perfect, but it might be that I'm not always perfect either. Now, I know cats and people are different, and we gotta worry more about people than we do about cats, but the Bible says a righteous man takes care of his animals. And so, anyway, I don't want to despise the Lord. I don't want to despise what he teaches. I don't want to despise what he prefers. I don't want to despise what he cares about. Because if I despise what he cares about, then I don't care. And it's easier on us. It is easy. It's not easy when you love Jesus and you have the Holy Spirit. It is not easy to go against God. It takes effort. It takes just a head of flint to go against, to argue against. I know what God wants. I know what God wants, but that just doesn't work, you know. And you know, sometimes you know, you might run across people, just leave God out of it. You know, we can't just leave God out of it. We can't put him on the mantle and say, I will handle this, God, you know, because it just won't work as well. You know, we don't worship alone. We have angels. And according to Hebrews, it says that what are angels, but they are ministering spirits sent to serve those who love God. So we got an angel. And the angel's not, you know, daddy who died or a little baby that went to heaven early. They aren't, you know, that just almost irritates me that people say that and they really believe that. Or they don't, I don't know if they really believe that. They just hope that. They just got to say something. Sometimes we should just say nothing. We have real angels. Real angels with us. Around us, protecting us, and we have the Holy Spirit giving us urges and encouragement and wisdom, and we have all of that, and yet we can miss the mark. The thing is that if we submit ourselves, therefore, totally to God, we can't miss the mark by far. And we can't stand to stay in that I don't care realm. And we need to allow God to fix our care, you know? He works in everything, I'm telling you. He works with copiers. He worked with my printer. My printer is working like, just like that. Everything Vicki sends to it, it prints. From her phone, from her computer, just sends it. Sometimes she just sends more pages than there are. Sometimes not. Doesn't make any difference. But it works. I mean, it is. It's like I just praise the Lord when I hit print and it just goes, and it starts printing, you know. And now I've had to have him work with a copier because the copier was just malfunctioning this morning. And I'm going, oh, Lord Jesus, help this copier. And I did the mechanics part a few times, and it became obvious that the mechanics part worked for like one, and then it would, whoop, we have a malfunction. Whoop, we have a malfunction. I said, Lord, we got to make this thing work. Fixed that thing, pulled out the last piece of paper. I don't know, must have been demons in a few of those pieces of paper because they deflected it all the time. And then boom. You know, I mean, anybody that's had problems with a copier knows how wonderful that sound is. You know? It's just like, ah! You know? Because it usually doesn't work when you really have to have it work. But God is good, and God is always good, and God cares about everything. And I'm not going to say, I don't care if it works again, now I'm going to throw the thing out. No, I'm not going to throw the thing out. I'm going to keep using it and praising the Lord every time that it works. I'm going to keep standing on the promises of God. That's what we're supposed to do. And we're supposed to reject anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, right? I spent enough time in my life not caring. I did. I went to church as a little kid. I didn't care. Do you remember when you started to care? You know? Do you remember when life, abundant life, began to be the real thing? Do you remember when the Lord started to whisper to you? Do you remember? You know? Those things. Those things make me sorry that I ever didn't care. And they make me want to, if I want to be a rebooter, I'm going to have to care. I think I can care better because I don't care like Jesus just yet. And I'll be still just this much short when I head for heaven. But then I'll be like him. And I have confidence in him that I have moments on this earth when we're tight. And I handle it according to his will. Not after I've fixed my carer, but right at the same time when it all just goes together. Those are good times, you know? Those are good times. Those are like times when we're worshiping and Tara just says, "We aren't alone," you know? I mean, that's the real deal. And that's a combination of hearing God and repeating it before we can change our mind. You know? We're not alone, folks. We're not alone. God is with us. God is for us. God cares. And Lord, I just pray that, I would never again be guilty of not caring. That's not to dream the impossible dream. That's to commit myself to your guidance and the guidance of the Spirit to be aware and to care. I pray for the precious people here this morning, the precious people who couldn't be here this morning. I pray for every person who might hear this message one way or another. Oh, I pray that we would be filled with the understanding of how much you care for us, God, and overflowing with the desire to care like you do. Because you, all that you've done and all that you're doing are all worthy of praise. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.